The state Supreme Court heard arguments Wednesday. In one of the challenges to laws, the Republican-controlled legislature passed in December during a lame duck session. The laws were designed to limit the powers of Democratic Governor Tony Evers and Democratic Attorney General Josh Call. WUWM's Marty Michelson reports.
Republican lawmakers called the legislature into a so-called extraordinary session in December to pass the laws. The measures limit Governor Evers and Attorney General Call's powers in a number of ways. For instance, the laws forbid Evers from withdrawing from lawsuits without legislative permission and give lawmakers the right to intervene in lawsuits. A coalition of liberal-leaning groups challenged the laws in January, arguing that extraordinary sessions are illegal. Attorney Misha Saitlin is representing Republican lawmakers in the case. He argued the legislature met legally because it never dissolved itself after finishing its scheduled work in the spring of last year.
But sometimes new needs do arise. You know, sometimes the Milwaukee Bucks threaten to leave town, and the legislature has got to come back in and fund and authorize an arena so the Milwaukee Bucks don't move out of state, or some other things may occur. And the legislature, that's exactly why the legislature does not dissolve itself at the end of the last pre-scheduled floor period.
Saitlin cited what's known as a joint rule, which he says allows the legislature to call itself into extraordinary session to deal with additional business that may come up during the course of a year. Supreme Court Justice Rebecca Dallet, whom Democrats supported in last year's election, pressed the Republicans' attorney on the use of the rule.
We're looking at the Constitution, which talks about the legislature shall meet at such time as shall be provided by law, unless convened by the governor in special session. Now, I think you'd agree that a joint resolution is not a law because it hasn't passed both houses and been signed by the governor, correct?
With regard to this particular provision, yes, that is not.
So the only law we have to look at that governs the sessions is 1302, which is called regular session.
After Saitlin finished the arguments, Jeffrey Mandel spoke to the court. He represents the League of Women Voters and several other groups that brought the lawsuit. Mandel argued that the legislature acted illegally when it met in extraordinary session. At one point in Mandel's argument, conservative-leaning Justice Rebecca Bradley interjected with a question.
It certainly is not enough to exceed, to allow the legislature, by including in there a line that says, well, we reserve the right to turn any day that we possibly want into some other kind of session that is nowhere else provided by law. It doesn't.
Are you arguing that floor periods then are constitutional, but extraordinary sessions are not constitutional?
Extraordinary sessions would be constitutional if they were if they were provided by law. There is no law that provides for extraordinary sessions.
A Dane County judge sided with the opponents of the lame duck laws in March and invalidated all actions taken during the lame duck session. Then Republicans asked the Supreme Court to take the case. The high court leans conservative by one vote. It plans to issue a ruling at a later date. Several other lawsuits related to the lame duck session are also brewing. They include challenges from some labor unions, as well as the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, and a complaint from Democratic State Representative Jimmy Anderson, who uses a wheelchair. He argues that Republican leaders broke the law by not telling him when the early morning votes would be taken. As a result, Anderson wasn't present for those votes. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.